This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
August, Kara and I talking to each other again. It's like 2 seconds ago, and we said, okay, talk to you on Monday. So we are talking to each other, and through the wisdom and the wit of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the aforementioned Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen, here to hopefully hold a lot of stuff together. Think about today this way. You have never been closer to paying off your mortgage. How about that? Yesterday, you owe less on your mortgage today, unless you borrow a second mortgage, and then all bets are off. But if you got a mortgage, you're paying it down. That's some good news, right? Jennifer also has an interesting review, a good news review, in that there were no shootings. Isn't it awful to think about it that way? But no shootings this weekend.
Well, not necessarily that, because I'm sure in the big cities there were actually some shootings, weekend. Yeah. But there were, according to reports, the three mass shootings that could have happened that didn't, because of the good work of authorities throughout the country. This weekend, it was announced that they had foiled three potential mass shootings after arresting three men in three different states who expressed interest in or threatened to carry them out, especially after you get a bunch of shootings that get a lot of attention and notoriety like we've seen over the last several weeks. There tend to be a lot of copycats or a lot of inspiration that throws on to people who are looking for it. All three cases were brought to the attention of the public, and I guess the best way to start is in Connecticut. There was a 22-year-old who was arrested after authorities said he expressed interest in committing a mass shooting on Facebook. That's according to the FBI and the Norwalk Police Department. Now, he faces four charges of illegal possession of large-capacity magazines, which seems to be pretty... they have those things in common, and is being held on $250,000 bond. He'll see his day in court. Another one was Tristan Scott of Daytona Beach, Florida, who was arrested in a Winn-Dixie parking lot on Friday after he sent his ex-girlfriend a bunch of disturbing text messages in which he allegedly threatened to commit a mass shooting. The ex-girlfriend alerted authorities. And then in Ohio, 20-year-old James Reardon was arrested for allegedly threatening to carry out a shooting at a Youngstown Jewish community center, and an Instagram account belonging to him shared a video that showed a man firing a gun. He was cracked. They found it. Someone reported it, and authorities got a hold of him. Now, I know this seems kind of dark and dreary because these people actually exist and they're living out there, but a couple of good things happened. In two of the cases, the social media profiles in which they were threatening people on were flagged, and they were turned over to authorities. And in the third case, this ex-girlfriend actually went to the authorities and said, hey, guys, check this guy out. This is all good stuff that didn't happen a couple of weeks ago when we started our Monday with a much different note. So maybe people are actually starting to wise up, and maybe some of these social media platforms are taking their job more seriously to try to flag some of these dangerous accounts.
All right. So that's a good way to start. All right, let's see if we can find a couple of other things that would be considered good news. I guess if you live in the vicinity of the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, you would be happy to know that NASA has chosen that area to lead development of the next vehicle that will bring Americans to the moon. The new lunar lander hasn't been built yet, hasn't even really been designed yet, but supposed to carry the next people, first actually man and woman, to the moon in the next 5 years. The administrator at NASA, Jim Bridenstine, says, quote, the program that will be managed here in northern Alabama is going to land the first woman on the south pole of the moon. And that landing system is being managed by one of NASA's best engineers. Huntsville has always been known as Rocket City. It was always a place where a lot of research and development was done for various space programs. The first launcher was built that put humans into orbit back in the Apollo program 1960s, 1970s. I think you ladies have said they couldn't believe how big those rockets are. They are, and they're on display, several of them, both in Houston at the LBJ Center and in Florida at the Kennedy Space Center. Which brings me around to an overview. The program, this program is going to cost $20 to $30 billion over the next 5 years. One of the things that I don't understand that I have to kind of nose around and find out some more about is the fact that they're going to use it as a launch facility. For what reason, I can't begin to imagine. There is a launch facility in Florida that's being used and has been used since the beginning of the space program. Why are we building another one at a cost of $20 to $30 billion? That doesn't make any sense to me. It makes as a matter of fact, it annoys me, because the talent, once you build the rocket, I understand Marshall Space Flight Center is good at engineering and putting stuff together, but if I'm reading this correctly and listening to the backup info from the ladies, this is where they're going to launch it, and it makes, why? Why would you rebuild something that you already have at the cost of that kind of money? It's not, it's foolishness, frankly. So how that decision...
Maybe the state of Alabama has a stake in this, and they wanted to have something launched from there, and I don't know.
What?
I don't know the
it's
answer
this
behind
cost?
It. I'm just speculating.
It's taxpayer money. It's your money, my money, all of our
Maybe
money.
Maybe it's a mix of private and public? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... It really doesn't make any difference, Victoria. This makes the talent, the people who have worked and designed, families who live down in the Cape area, the area that's known as the Space Coast, that's, and we're heard there on several different radio stations. It doesn't make any sense to me. So we'll dig around and find out maybe some more. As a matter of fact, I'll call my friend Mr. Honeycutt, who used to run the Space Center, and find out. He's always got his ear to the ground when it comes to this sort of thing. So it's good news and questionable news on that level, on that score. Here's some good news from the state of Colorado. I guess, again, it depends on whether you think this sort of thing is good news. They've become the latest state to require automakers to sell more electric vehicles. This was a vote by the Colorado Air Quality Control Commission. 9 members, 8 of them voted in favor of approving a zero-emission vehicle standard. New rule doesn't force you to buy a car, but it requires automakers to sell more than 5% zero-emission vehicles by 2023. Number increases to 6% by 2025. So Governor Jared Polis there has said, quote, "One of my first executive orders as governor, I asked for the Department of Public Health and Environment to increase the choices that Coloradans have when it comes to buying electric cars by increasing the number of models available. We got it done with a few short months. It's only the beginning." And so people who celebrate this, what is left out of this, as I said, we got some good news and maybe some questionable news, is how much it costs to have the electricity produced that run these cars. I don't know that anybody's done a study of that.
I'm sure they have. I've read stuff about that. And a lot of it can be solar and wind and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. Off the top of my head, I don't know. But it's obviously a lot more economical than importing oil and, you know, dealing with all
of
that.
We don't import oil anymore. We're oil independent. So I don't like fossil fuel. There's nothing about what goes up or out of the pipe that I think is good, but there's something about a psychological connection to driving a car whose engine you can't hear.
I know, it is so weird.
Yeah, it just...
I'll get them when I get service, they'll give me the hybrid, and it is so... It's a tough switch, because you just don't know... I don't know. You're right, it is psychological.
Yeah, oh yeah,
people
it is.
Get used
it's
to it.
Part. It's better. Oh, you get used to anything, I think, but I just I hope that we're not going to be put in a position where we're forced into it if we don't want it.
I doubt that.
Question for whatever, you know, at this point in time.
I think for a few generations that wouldn't happen, because there are too many people, like what you just said, who are, you know, just prefer a gas engine.
And that's probably a generational thing too, Victoria. And so as the old cronies and old fogies and curmudgeons drop off.
Right.
Maybe that.
That's. I mean, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, really, those older guys.
I think my generation can probably go either way, and then everyone younger than me is probably wouldn't care at all. There is no attachment. So I would think it slowly will probably just get bigger and bigger with electric.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's that. Now, here's the defining news of the day. You ready?
Right.
There's a journal that studies women and gender issues. New York University has reported on a paper that insists that milking cows is comparable to sexual abuse, to emotional trauma, and non-consensual hormone treatments.
Don't you have to milk the cows or they die, right?
Yes. Cows are cow. It's an interesting. You know what this? Speaking of what we just did, a generational thing. This was written by a woman named Celine Ryan. The paper is called "Readying the Rape Rack: Feminism and the Exploitation of Non-Human Reproductive Systems." The author is an intern for the Women's Studies Department at Brockport, asserts that she has to discuss the under-researched feminist aspects of animal agriculture, saying, quote, "The same way women's health has been at stake for years, a dairy cow's reproductive system has been poked and prodded. Okay. Throughout our lives, we are offered an idealized image of dairy cows where these animals graze on beautiful pastures, have room to sow and play, and are comforted in spacious areas in which to sleep. We're presented with images of a life well lived, but when it comes to death, the same as a picture comes to a grim reality." In fact, I don't disagree.
She's right about that. It's the same with chickens and eggs, and we think of chickens wandering around, and that's not the case at all. What's on the carton is what America buys, and unfortunately, those images are complete lies.
They used to be.
With everything going on,
they are a lot.
Come on, guys. With everything going on, I could give this woman a job because she clearly needs something to do. Are you kidding? Right now?
Well, why should we not care where our food comes from? I totally disagree with that.
Everything that's going on right now, she's going to spend her time writing about the reproductive benefits.
What's she supposed to write about?
I could give her about 1,000 things. The reproductive rights of a cow?
Oh. I don't think that's really the point, though. I think the point is the conditions that the cows are in, which is a very important thing, and all of us should really care about that.
Well, there's a whole lot here. This is worth some more time. I'm going to give it some more time later on. I thought it was just interesting for an introductory reality check as to the good and the bad in that. So, yeah, there's some more on that coming up conversationally. Meanwhile, now in the conversation is a focus on how to get that stain removed from your teeth. This is an intensive program from Power Swabs that works in just 5 minutes, clinically tested to whiten your teeth. It really is quite a fabulous way. And ordering this is pretty simple. You don't have to go online or anything. Just call 800-208-1797. The stain removal product is a concoction by Dr. Martin Ginniger, who is a scientist. He's a dentist and scientist. He came up with this formula that has all natural ways of removing the stain from your teeth. So you want to stain your teeth, that's okay. That's up to you. Drinking wine and coffee and tea and that sort of thing and smoking. But this clears the stain very effectively, and it isn't using harmful abrasives and harmful chemicals and fluoride and all that stuff. You don't want to penetrate the enamel. You want to. Well, what you want to do is remove the stains from the enamel, and that's what this does. 800-208-1797. Use the DJB code. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs. 800-208-1797.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We want to have a quick quiz here. I might ask you, those of you in the audience, who is this? Recognize this voice?
This would be tough. And I know the answer, but I would still be tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Not exactly what you'd expect from this guy. Save it for a weekend. Maybe you can tell. Hoping that we might spend a little time alone. Well, for those of you who haven't figured it out, 25 at the hour on the music portion of this hour of the DJV show with Jennifer and Kara and Victoria and I listening to the music of Kiefer Sutherland, who suffered a serious injury that's caused him to cancel the remaining three stops on his European tour. He said in a post that he slipped on the steps of his tour bus, injuring a rib. The accident occurred while he was traveling to Denmark. Sadly, I slipped on the steps of the bus while traveling, seriously injured a rib, making it difficult to breathe and impossible to sing. I'm so sorry for any inconvenience that I've caused to the fans who bought tickets. I'll do everything I can to make it up to you. Sutherland has been on tour in Europe to support his record, Reckless and Me. The three shows that were canceled were scheduled to take place in Denmark and Sweden. This is how it's done. This is how it's done. Pretty country sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna make up these missed shows in September and October when he goes back to Europe. They're back in production, I would think, pretty quickly, aren't they? On Designated Survivor.
I think it got canceled, actually.
Oh, did it get
on
canceled?
Netflix? I think it's gonna be. Let me see if it's.
Well, Netflix is different. Because Netflix films everything all at once, so it's almost better for actors because it gives them more time off.
Yeah.
They're not filming a whole season, like, throughout. Everything has to get delivered at one time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, you're right, Jen. I don't know if there's season three or whatever the next season was coming up. Mm.
Anyway, he said thank you to the audiences for all their incredible kindness and support. Back on the road before you know it. I promise it'll be more careful. I'll be more careful walking downstairs, especially in a moving bus. All right. So that's the Kiefer Sutherland music story. Let's go back to the music, some moldy oldie Dwayne Allman music. It's one of the best rock anthems in the history of rock music, I think.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Allman Brothers version of, the Eric Clapton version he played the guitar, Almond did, in the Eric Clapton version of Layla. So, if you're a fan of Almond and live in Macon, folks didn't expect the old guitar that he had to sell. Remember, we speculated on this. We found out it was for sale, I think, here, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they say? They thought it would go for something like $30,000 or something. I remember that.
I don't remember, but it definitely was not $1.25 million. That's for
imagine
sure.
That. Million and a quarter for this auction.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Until recently, the guitar was called Layla. It had been on display at the Allman Brothers Band Museum at the Big House in Macon. The museum director, Richard Brent, said, I don't think anybody expected this. The history of it is what sold it. He said the man who bought the guitar at the auction is an out-of-town collector who wants to remain anonymous, keep people from breaking into his house.
Yeah, probably.
The buyer has agreed to share the instrument with the museum during certain times. That means it'll be back to the museum in November. It'll be coming back to the Big House. We couldn't ask for more than that. Almond played the guitar on the first two Almond Brothers records. Loan Me a Dime with Boss Skaggs is another one that it was used in. The recording of Layla with Derek and the Dominoes, that was the Eric Clapton group, among the last times Almond played that guitar. So, that's the story of Dwayne Almond's old guitar, selling for a buck and a quarter, 28 after on the DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory, okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future, although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it.
When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air everywhere. If you go to DJVshow.com and you hit the listen button, you can find us anytime, day or night. Podcasts are there as well. Some radio news after Victoria brings us up to date on the Smart family. As we say here in New England, the Smart family. A member, Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting twist in her life, I guess, right?
It is, yes. Her father, Ed Smart, who has actually been running her foundation since as a child safety advocate for years, since she was basically found after she had been kidnapped from her bedroom at knife point when she was 14 years old back in 2002, and we know the horrific details of what she went through with that crazy preacher person and his wife, and it was just a horrible ordeal that her entire family went through, not only just her. But her dad, Ed Smart, has made news over the weekend. He announced the emotional decision to his family and friends that he has come out as a gay man, and that he and his wife, Lois, are divorcing. She actually filed for divorce last month, but now he made the announcement official, and he said, I wish to share the news that I have recently acknowledged to myself and my family that I am gay. The decision to be honest and truthful about my orientation comes with its own set of challenges, but at the same time, it is a huge relief. Now, he and Lois have 5 children together, including Elizabeth, and he says that, I love my family, I always will. Lois has been a loyal wife and extraordinary mother who's had to endure an impossible part of this journey, and I deeply regret the excruciating pain that this has caused her. And he said, but he's leaving the Church of Latter-day Saints as well, and he says that the family will remain a family unit, even though this is the next step in their journey together. But he said so far he has been very grateful for the amazing love and support that everyone has given him, and he said it's a deeply personal but liberating realization, which, you know, you can imagine. So, another shakeup in his family.
Is it only because he's Elizabeth Smart's father? Is it because he's a Mormon? What is, every day many men who've been married come out as gay. So what is it?
Well, it's not always at 64 years old. That's, definitely... Yeah, that's to be married
that
long.
Not a whole lifetime, basically.
Yeah.
Else. So.
Yeah. Yep. So Elizabeth Smart actually doing well in her own life. She's 31. She's now a married mother of 3. And she also issued a statement and said that my parents taught me as a young child that they would love me unconditionally no matter what. I'm deeply saddened by their separation, but their decisions are personal, and I will not pass judgment, and I'm focusing on loving and supporting them instead of I don't know if she's still in the Church of Latter-day Saints, but obviously her father announced that he no longer feels comfortable being a member there, which makes sense.
They wouldn't have him anyway. They don't hold with their lifestyle, right? How many gay Mormons do you know that are out?
Well, there are a lot, and
group,
younger. Yeah, and that's part of the reason that Dan Reynolds, he's the singer of Imagine Dragons, we've talked about him, he's a lifelong Mormon, and he found that if you're a Mormon and you're gay, and this is in the younger population, that they had the highest rates of suicide of any religion, and so he decided that it was time that the Mormon faith get up to speed, and so he's been doing a lot of work with that. Because kids are grown, they grow up in it, and then they feel like they have to choose between the only thing they've ever known in their faith, and the feelings that they know they have about their own sexuality, and it causes a lot of kids to just not be able to make the decision, and it's horrible.
So I wonder if I get into trouble saying things. We are on 4 or 5 stations in Utah, Salt Lake City being one of them, where Jack Stockwell, my friend the doctor, is. Between him and his wife, they have 14 children, not together, but the two of them have 14 children that are in the brood. And I guess I wonder sometimes, and you know, I've talked about that, what it takes to stay in that group, if you will. And so this is not judgmental. Maybe it sounds a little judgmental, but I just don't get the attraction, right? I don't see it. You grow up around it. It's one, in my mind, one of these faux religions. A couple of guys decide they're going to break off from some splinter group in the first place, and they go to Utah, and they come up with it. You just wonder. And I know a lot of people would say to me, you know, you don't understand, you're not a member, and that's probably true. But I find it an exclusive or excluding group. Let's put it that way. Not the only one, but it doesn't bring in everybody. It excludes people for reasons that don't seem to be very practical. Now, having said that, I'm going to move into the state of Kentucky. Radio station WLEX in Lexington, Kentucky. Morning host there, Matt Jones. This is what Paul Harvey used to call shop talk. But I only bring it up because it displays the unbelievable power that Mitch McConnell has, who is the president of the Senate. Been in the Senate for, I think he's in sixth term. This guy, Matt Jones, hosted the morning program on WLEX. And he wrote a book called Mitch Please. And apparently didn't please Mitch McConnell very much. It says some things, where he writes some things about Mitch McConnell and his life and who his connections are and all kinds. It's kind of an expose. So he got fired by the radio station. And then he announced, okay, well, if you're going to fire me, I guess I'll run for Senate against Mitch. But it really is, this is the kind of stuff that is the old day, not the Teapot Dome, but from that era of politics in in our country, there is so much. This kind of stuff is just, it just shows you how much power. And is it too much? Yeah. Been there too long. He's an old fossil. And I see little, there's, at this point in time, from what I observe from my perch, I see little value for him other than power and control. He's an obstinate old bastard, and he just, you know, if he doesn't want to do something, how does one guy have that much power? He's got more power than the president does.
It feels like it at times. It really does.
Yeah, right.
Because he holds up votes on things, and yeah. It just, yeah, I don't know that people realize, I don't know, in the last couple of weeks, there have been so many stories.
To be fair, this is not just unique to Mitch McConnell, though. I mean, that's
the power.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, he's not the only one to hold up votes. Where do you think he got that idea from?
Yeah, well, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, they all do, depending on their own points of view, whether it's in the Senate or the House. They've done it. Ryan did. I mean, you can go back over the history of it.
Nobody that's just in that position has ever acted in a bipartisan way. Nancy Pelosi doesn't. Mitch McConnell doesn't. Paul Ryan didn't. Although I think Paul Ryan tried. Yeah, Paul Ryan tried, and I think a lot of Republicans took issue with that because they wanted him to be a partisan.
Yeah. Today, we celebrate National Aviation Day. Interesting that it comes on the day of the announcement from Alabama as to what's going on there to send the next astronauts to the moon. The scientific and technological marvels that have become so commonplace in our world today. I bet you many of you don't take much time to examine, maybe re-examine, the impact that flying has on our life. The celebrating power of flight. Just a handful of generations. Think about it. Was it 1909 when the Wright brothers had the first plane on Kitty Hawk? I think it was 1909.
I forget the date, but yeah.
Right in there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it's celebrated that today's National Aviation Day is because it's Orville Wright's birthday. The miracle of flight. Think about how your life would be. Who among us hasn't at least taken one flight? I'd say there'd be very few people that would say, I've never been on an airplane.
Well, it's not even just being on the airplane. If we think about, you know, every time you order from Amazon and it miraculously shows up at your door the next day, it's not because Santa Claus dropped it out of a sleigh. It's, you know, I mean, it's overnight flights and all kinds of intricate flight patterns, and the whole system is just, I don't know, our world would stop turning if we didn't have flight.
Right.
Well, actually, the TSA, people experienced that on Friday. Did you hear about that?
No.
Every international airport.
Oh, I did,
airport,
yes. Yeah. On the East Coast, all plugged up, yes.
Well, it was LAX, too. Yeah, every international airport, they couldn't process people going international, coming in or going out. It's crazy. I think that there was definitely a hack, but they're not confirming that because probably they don't want to admit it. But
no, Shows you how dependent we are, though, on this kind of the new world order. Things, you know, the technology is woof. Here's some sports news. How many people know the story of Antonio Brown?
I know who he is, but I don't know
what the story is.
Yeah.
Well, he sat out the beginning of the season because he doesn't like his helmet. And the coach, apparently, he's like a baby. At least that's what I'm looking at here. The general manager, Mike Mayock, announces that Brown is holding out of practice because he doesn't like his helmet. And as you can imagine, nobody there is very happy about it. I'm not sure his issue with the helmet he's upset because, and I understand this kind of. I've talked long hours on the air and in my own life, the idea of what the helmet does and how it protects you and all that sort of thing. It just has dominated a lot of conversation in the preseason, not going to practice, that kind of stuff. He posted on Twitter that he was the victim of super prejudice because the NFL closed a loophole that would have allowed him to use a different kind of helmet. And so, you know, it kind of is like coddling, but it does bring about a focus. You know, I'm not a football fan. I don't know that much about the game, the reality. I know what happens when you're don't use the right helmet or when you play the game, even with the right helmet. So this guy wants more protection, and then I give it to him, in essence.
There was something about... it's a newer technology in the helmet. He's not the only player. Yeah. He's just high profile. He's not the only player who's been complaining about this. Tom Brady actually made a statement that... because he switches helmets during the games a lot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think now he can't do that. Everyone has to have this new technology. And I think even Brady said something I kind of saw in passing a couple weeks ago that, you know, it is what it is. He's just going to have to deal with it. But, yeah, I don't know that they really consulted with the players when they redesigned this, the helmet technology.
Which is pretty dumb. But it's the arrogance of Goodell.
Yeah,
right. Also, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you heard the story, remember last Friday, we talked on the air about the plane he was in crashing. His wife, Amy, their one-year-old daughter on the plane, two pilots. Plane bounced a couple of times when it landed and crashed into a fence and then burst into flames. Investigators have the video footage of the crash, which has been pretty consistent with interviews of all the people that were on board. The plane basically bounced before coming down hard on the right main landing gear. Apparently that collapsed. You see the right main landing gear collapsing. If you look at the video, the airplane goes down the road. It's going to be pretty scary.
Wow.
And the outcome could have been much worse when you think about it, because it was at the end of the runway right by a highway. Anyway, they're reviewing the voice recorder, but you don't want to be in situations like that. Pretty scary stuff. All right, I see that in television news, ladies, Leah Remini is explaining why Scientology in the Aftermath is ending. Why is it ending after three seasons? She won some Emmys, right, for the documentary about Scientology?
She's told a lot of stories, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Final episode will air Monday, August the 26th. Quote, we did not plan on more than a season or two. I always thought it would be six or eight episodes. It would be enough for the FBI, local police, and the IRS to start doing something about it, or at least to revoke their tax exemption. People kept telling us more stories, and we had to tell them. 36 episodes. She and Mike Rinder, who's the co-host, shared the story of other former Scientologists who have accused the organization of abuse, harassment, all kinds of inappropriate behavior, won a primetime Emmy in 2017. So... she's apparently not going to give up on this.
No, she's not. I think she's going to take her fight to a legal level now. After the TV show has really shown so many examples, I think that's the next step.
Yeah. Well, it's been it has had an impact, no question. All right, so Jen, what do we have tonight?
Well, tonight you've got the season finale of Beach Shazam. You have the season premiere of I Ship It. That's on the CW. Beach Shazam, yeah, it is. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good show.
And it's on Fox tonight. You can check it out.
They're
coming back. Yeah, I think they're coming back. So that's at 8 o'clock, followed by the new episode of So You Think You Can Dance. Bachelor in Paradise is new tonight, followed by a new episode of Grand Hotel. And then, as I mentioned, CW has a new Penn and Teller, followed by Whose Line Is It Anyway, and a new show that they're bringing off of their online platform called I Ship It. It's a rom-com show, basically. You can check it out on CW at 9:30. On Showtime, they have the season premiere of The Affair, which takes place at 9 o'clock, so you can check that out.
All right. That's Jennifer Aniston, isn't that? No. Who's in that?
It's... Who is it? Ruth Wilson.
Anna Paquin, I think, is joining.
Yeah,
it, right?
Anna Paquin is in it. That's
10
right.
Before the hour.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Tech Talk portion of the DJV program, Victoria Keelan is presenting us with a couple of ideas, a couple of thoughts, a couple of things going on. For example, this big problem at airports around the United States over the weekend. If you were coming or going from outside the country, you had a really big problem, Victoria.
Yeah, for sure. You had a huge problem. So airports, all the international, major international airports in the United States over the weekend experienced all kinds of long delays in processing international travelers because there was essentially an outage. They still are not exactly saying what it was, but it was an outage affecting the computer systems that are used by Customs and Border Protection. So this affected JFK, LAX, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Chicago, O'Hare, and Midway, and SeaTac, amongst other airports that also confirmed delays. And so all the Border Patrol basically said, they put a tweet out saying that they're experiencing a temporary outage with its processing systems at various airports of entry. And they were taking immediate action to address the technology disruption. But in the meantime, that did not really do anything. It took hours and hours before the systems came back online. And even when they did, it still was not running the way that it normally does. And so travelers were just basically standing in lines and they were being processed in sort of an old-fashioned system. Now, this went on for like 8 hours, and then around 6:30 Eastern time on Friday night, they tweeted that some of the systems were coming back up, but they didn't know what that was actually going to mean. And so travelers at all these different cities started posting videos of these massive lines that weren't going anywhere, and it was just an absolute mess. And we still don't know what the cause of the outage was. The Border Patrol said that essentially all of these airports will still be experiencing residual delays, probably even into pretty much all of Monday. So this was a nightmare of a weekend if you had to travel internationally.
No fun whatsoever. as one of the vagaries of traveling, things like this, our dependence on technology.
Yep.
Speaking of that, well, this is the Tech Talk portion of the program. Samsung's Note 10 and 10 Plus apparently are just about ready for sale.
The Geek Out. The new Samsung Notes are almost here. The 10 and 10 Plus are about what we expect with all brands these days, more about evolution than revolution. The new Note 10s updated the S Pen, and they retain their best-in-class cameras with up to four on the back of the 10 Plus. The front has the minimal punch-hole camera and the fingerprint scanner behind the screen. And while the Notes are Samsung's most powerful big battery and screen devices, this is the model where they drop the headphone jack. The Note 10 and 10 Plus are top-notch Android devices, and they're is a third 5G compatible version coming out for you brave pioneers. It starts at $950. The Samsung Note 10s are available later this month, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Next up here on Tech Talk is a focus on IKEA and some of the things that we have in our smart homes. If we have smart homes, I'm not in that group, but I'm guessing you are, Victoria, to a point.
To a point, yeah, to a point, for sure. But IKEA wants everyone to take the smart home business up a notch, and they are formalizing what's recently become kind of obvious to tech reporters as they've rolled out new products. IKEA is making a major bet on smart home tech as a source of new revenue for them. And to do this, they've announced that they will invest heavily in new IKEA Home Smart business units with end-to-end responsibility for its portfolio of smart devices. That means that 780 million IKEA shoppers who visit stores each year will most likely be taking home some smart products and connected home products on their next trip. And this is actually going to be a pretty big wake-up call to Google and Amazon, who have Alexa and the Google Home system. IKEA is going to have their own. And when you add in IKEA design, which is pretty iconic, and you add in the incredible affordability of IKEA, this is going to definitely be a big competition for anyone, any other company that's trying to get in on the smart home issue. IKEA says this is the biggest new business that we are establishing since the introduction of Children's IKEA. Children's IKEA is one of the biggest sectors of IKEA furniture and goods. So that just gives you an idea of how big they're betting on smart home stuff. They actually predict global sales of 830 million smart home devices in 2019 alone, and then that doubles by 2023.
Wow. Do they have a choice, I guess, is the question of the day. All right, good for the update. We're appreciative. Victoria, thank you. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.